talk to the public, let them know what you're looking for in particular, because you're running the show over there.
Yes. I feel like what is the basic would be like, what are your stream numbers looking like? You know what I'm saying? Are you getting views? Are these like bots that you're paying for? Or is this like your authentic like fan base that is commenting, viewing, liking it? Also looking for your collaborations. You know what I'm saying? Like, who are you collaborating with? And like, what's the sound? Also, if you've been doing this for a really long time, like, how have you grown in your sound? You know what I'm saying? Like, because when you start out versus where you are now or where you end, you can be a completely different artist. And I have a thing where there's a difference between an artist, a musician, and a performer. All different. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people be like, I don't, what? And I'm like, no, there's a difference. I went to school for music for 6 years.
What particular type of legislation do you feel should be changed within the music industry?
How much writers and, you know, the song, like, people who are getting put on the split sheet really deserve more, like, a higher percentage, in my opinion. Because this goes back to the artist, the musician, and the performer, right? I feel producers are the musicians. They're composing the song that you're singing on, right? But let's say writing is not your strong suit. So now you have somebody stepping in and they're writing for you. So those are two, you're just the artist. You're just the head figure, if you think about it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Angel of Words podcast. I am your host, Angel of Words, and today we're going to learn about how to get featured in a publication. If you're an artist, what gets a magazine interested in you as well if you're an artist? And the third point we're trying to get to today is how to submit music to a publication. Don't forget to tap on that subscribe button on YouTube and follow us on Spotify and all podcast platforms. Our sponsors today are OTW Threads, reminding you to be out of this world. AttitudeOn10.com, your place to start getting over your trauma and build resilience. And BJS Photography, go get them photos, as well as Eyes of the Soul by Curtis Holmes. Now, folks, the training, the free training videos on how to start a dope podcast in just one day are out there. So click the links in the description. And also in the description, we also have the stuff that you may need to purchase in order to get your voice out there and start a podcast of your own. And all the handles and everything else Angel of Words Universe related is at AOWENT. Or at Angel of Words ENT on the socials. Now, on deck, on the Angel of Words podcast, we have the founder of Tribe Magazine, Alex Ann, is in the building. Welcome, Alex Ann. Thank you.
We
met at your beautiful event with the Stella Connect, you know, friend of the podcast. I was very interested because, you know, I come from a magazine background myself. That's why, I earned my stripes in this interview, getting to interview and, you know, artists and things of that nature, athletes. That's where, you know, I cut the mustard at. So it's good that you're starting your own platform here with the Tribe Magazine. So we want to get started with how do you get a feature in your publication? What's up with that?
So normally we have
as a music artist,
as a music artist. Yeah. Yes. What we do is like we run a submission for like a month, month and a half. And then I'll have my team kind of go through each submission, listen to your music, read your bio. If you have an EPK, you can upload that.
To where?
It's like a Google form.
Copy.
Yes. So I will, honestly, we're going to start in June. June to July, we'll have the open submission for all artists, music, art, poetry. Yeah, but that's, right now, that's how we're doing it thus far. And we are looking for somebody to do a feature article on. So super excited to see what we get this year.
And what are you looking for a person in a feature? Like, you know, that's a big deal. I've written a lot of features. So like, you know, talk to the public, let them know what you're looking for in particular, because you're running the show over there.
Yes. I feel like what is the basic would be like, what are your stream numbers looking like? You know what I'm saying? Are you getting views? Are these like bots that you're paying for? Or is this like your authentic like fan base that is commenting, viewing, liking it? Also looking for your collaborations. You know what I'm saying? Like, who are you collaborating with? And like, what's the sound? Also, if you've been doing this for a really long time, like, how have you grown in your sound? You know what I'm saying? Like, because when you start out versus where you are now or where you end, you can be a completely different artist. So I want to, like, see growth. I don't want to see you, like, in the same spot, you know? Also, if you have, like, an EPK or you're, like, you have an agent or you have some type of management, because it shows me that you're serious. So that's my most important thing is, like, I want to give a space and platform to artists that are putting in the hard work. You know, they're putting the blood, sweat, and tears and doing the music videos and staying up late in the studio and not, like, in the studio, like, yeah, I'm going to record this. You know, you're in there for 3 hours, you only have one song. Why do you only have one song? You know, you should have more than that for a three-hour sesh or a four-hour sesh. Yeah, I want to see somebody who's hungry, who's hustling, who has a vision, longevity in it, you know?
Thank you. I appreciate that. You're just making me smile over here. Like, you're like taking the words right out of my mouth. I'm like, that's what I would be looking for too. That's what I look for myself when I'm going through this process over here, you know, because we do live performances here as well. You know, this is one of the, you know, the rare times where we're just talking about information, but this is fun because I like to know what other creators and other, you know, founders of platforms such as what you are developing right now with Tribe, you know, are looking for these artists. And I feel you on that. I felt that when you said that. Now, you know, what else gets your attention, you think? Like, you know, you just mentioned a few things, but like, you know, what do you think an artist should do to go even further?
That's a good one.
Thank you. Welcome to the Angela Waters podcast.
So the question is, what should artists?
Because you mentioned a lot of great points, right? Mm-hmm. But what, you know, because but there's also deeper, like, you know, it's like you got to dig deeper in order to get
you have to have a storyline. You have to have a story. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's really easy for people to become artists. And I have a thing where there's a difference between an artist, a musician, and a performer. All different. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people be like, I don't, what? And I'm like, no, there's a difference. I went to school for music for 6 years. I know.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Elaborate. Continue. This is great.
So I went to Talent Unlimited High School, which LaGuardia was our competition. Mm-hmm. And they had musical theater. They had musical theater, instrumental, vocal, drama, dance. I was vocal major. And then I went to College of St. Rose to study music industry. I switched out into communications, but I kept music industry as my minor because I had so many classes that fulfilled that as an elective. But I really wanted to learn the business because I'm like, music is, that's the fun part. That's the creative part. That's the, we could do whatever we want. But it's like, well, if you're going to capitalize off of it, you got to know the loopholes. You got to be able to read contracts. You got to be able to know the difference between management and a booking agent, you know, like really knowing the ins and outs because we live. And even at that time, I don't even know how to say it, but that wasn't even relevant. That wasn't super big. Now it's even more relevant in our day and age, like from when I graduated. So it's like,
you're talking about artificial intelligence, just to be clear with the folks. Okay.
Yes. All right. Yes. It's even more prevalent. So it's like, you really want to know what your rights are. And I've always dreamt of like law entertainment or changing legislation because a lot of legislation is when we used to have vinyl records, when, you know what I'm saying? It would only play on the radio. Only certain households had record players and stuff like that. And now it's like, we went from that and then to CDs and from like burning CDs and being on LimeWire and what is it? FrostWire and iTunes. Now we have it. It's just in our phone. We don't even have to go on the computer to download something, to make sure it's the proper thing, to burn it on a CD. Everything has changed and evolved. You know, there's no more stores that are selling vinyls or CDs or posters. That used to make artists huge back then because they would tour and they would go into these cities. They would perform in the, like, think of Britney Spears. She performed in like thousands of malls on the coast. You know what I'm saying? And then they would go to these stores. They would do the signings. We don't have that no more. You know, unless you're like a mainstream artist and then obviously you have the label behind you. But other than that, small artists don't have that anymore.
You mentioned legislation. I love that word. What particular type of legislation do you feel should be changed within the music industry?
How much writers and, you know, the song, like people who are getting put on the split sheet really deserve more, like a higher percentage, in my opinion. Because this goes back to the artist, the musician, and the performer, right? I feel producers are the musicians. They're composing the song that you're singing on, right? But let's say writing is not your strong suit. So now you have somebody stepping in and they're writing for you. So those are two, you're just the artist. You're just the head figure, if you think about it. You have two other people, right? And let's say you have like another producer and then you have an engineer, right? And then you have a record label. Your record label is going to eat most of that because you got to pay them back. But I'm like the producer, the person who made the song, the people who made sure that it was mastered and mixed perfectly, the person who wrote the song for you, or maybe they didn't write it for you, but they wrote the song nonetheless. I feel like they should have a higher percentage, and I feel like they're getting the short end of the stick. It's unfortunate, you know?
Have you seen this with your own eyes?
I have not seen it in my own eyes of like managing, but reading contracts, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
We got Willie P in the building, and when he landed his placement, I read his contract. So, and I was just sitting there like, oh, let me circle this one and this section and this. So that's what always got me into legislation for artists and like music. Because there's so many ways that people will take from your music, from the sales that you make. You know what I'm saying? And it's like you're only seeing a very small amount because there's all these other hands that are in that project that need to get paid as well.
Could you mention some of those for us that you notice, you know, some of those little idiosyncrasies that people don't know when they're reading the contract over?
Like, what do you mean? Like,
you know, the things that you circled that you were like, yo, hold up, this is wild.
definitely what is considered breach of contract.
Copy.
That was the number one. I was like, do they not want you to talk about it? Do they not want you to play the song? Do they want you to not do neither one? Will that all, you know what I'm saying? Like, what expansion of that? Also, the percent of, like, how much, because I think it was, like, 3-point-something%. And there was, like, maybe two other producers? Okay, so that's on the album. Mm. But, contracts can be very, because it depends on what type of contract. Is it a record label? Are you getting booked, right? What do you need for your booking? Like, do you need special sound equipment? Is there special lights? What, you know what I'm saying? Like, when is your team going to come in and like do, like plug in everything? Are you going to have, what's that word? Sound check. Oh my God. That's another thing. Artists do not be doing sound check and they be sounding crazy.
Talk about it. Jesus Christ. I know.
Yeah. I'm like that also tells me the difference between you're an artist and your performer. Cause if you're a performer, you're going to want to do sound check.
I think it's essential. You got to know how the spot is going to sound, man. It's
right.
Very interesting.
And each spot is different, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not each spot is built with the same type of texture of
wall.
Acoustics
are all different. Facts. Mm-hmm.
So, and then it's also really different when you have a live band versus just like pre-recorded. Because a live band, I love live music. Like,
you're going to love it this year, man. We got punk rock coming next week.
Ooh.
May 5th. We're recording a punk rock artist. He's freaking awesome.
Stay tuned, May 5th.
Stay tuned, man. It's not going to come out May 5th, but we're recording with my man Ghost Star. He's going to be in the building. Him and his brother are going to put it down here, you know what I mean, with the electronic guitars and stuff. It's going to be pretty dope. So
I'm excited for that.
Yeah. And that's what we're taking it, man. You know, we're taking it to the really, you know, we're going to do music. You know what I'm saying? Not just one particular genre. We're going to try to hit as many genres as we possibly can, you know, moving forward. So that's dope. Well, thank you, Alexandre. That was extremely informative, man. And, you know, you covered everything, you know, in terms of like how to submit your music to your publication in particular. You said you're going to have a link available to people like this.
Yes.
Where would people be able to find this link at?
On the Alex Ann Agency Instagram. So AlexAnnAgency. I'll have it on that Instagram. You'll find the link. Also my personal, which is also _VLEX. VNDRIV. Yes.
There you go, baby. And, you know, this podcast is sponsored by OTW Threads. Don't forget, be out of this world. AttitudeOn10.com, your place to start getting over your trauma and build resilience. Also, BJS Photography, go get those photos. And everybody that, you know, goes to get photos that comes on the podcast is going to get a very special deal.
Ooh.
So you already know, we'll talk about that afterwards. And, you know, Eyes of the Soul by Curtis Holmes. Now, moving forward, we met at an event, Stella Tribe event.
Yes.
That was lit. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, you know, love magazines. You know, obviously, like I said before, like that's, you know, where I got started in. Now, what made you, and by the way, we will also have the event video coming out because we have a nice little, you know, interview on that one.
Yeah.
So stay tuned to that. We have the event coverage for the Stella Tribe event coming out in 2023. But what made you want to start the Tribe magazine? What made you want to call it Tribe magazine? Let's get into it.
Ooh. I'm trying to think. Was it the end of 2020? It was the end of 2020. I was with a friend and we were getting ready to go to an art gallery in Brooklyn. And he was like, because he's a photographer and creative director. I've seen some of his stuff. Phenomenal. I'm like, bro, you're sleeping on yourself. And he was like, oh, you know, I really want to submit my artwork to like a magazine or like to a publication. And I was like, let's just make one. Like, it's just that simple, which is not that simple, you guys. But,
oh, no, definitely isn't. But I respect it.
Right. I said it like, yeah, like we're just going to make our own magazine newsletter. Like, we go and make it happen. And then like 6 to 7 months later, I just started writing the contracts up for like the different, like I did research on the roles that we would need for the team and like what would the responsibilities be, and then started like doing the outline. And at that time, because he had photographer friends, and then, you know, we always, two peas in a pod, we were always going out to like events and galleries and openings. And so we like met people throughout the time that we were like, yo, she would be, she got the skills for the art director. Oh, that person, yeah, that person. And I write. So I published a book on Amazon. So I'm like, I know writers. So I'm like, let me just pull who I got. He started pulling who he had. And then before you know it, it was like, okay, this is our team. And we still had to, we were like working on stuff while still building the foundation of like, okay, what is this magazine going to be about? What are the stories? What are the stories that we're going to cover? Who do we want to talk about? And it was really based on like, because we were still in the pandemic, but it was like, everybody wants to go out. They want to have fun. They want to connect, but people are scared. But people don't know how to connect, where to go, who to talk to. So we were like, let's focus on what's happening in our city, right? Because so much is changing. And let's focus on connecting people, right? So in the first half, we have like the calendar. So we showcase like the different curators that we know, giving them a place to like promote their stuff, you know, because it's like they promote ours, we promote theirs. It's all love. And then I really wanted to focus because he was like, let's focus on like the news and like, you know, what's going on. I was like, let's call it activism. Let's call it activism because I'm like, I'm not here for the politics. I ain't politicking with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Let's really talk about what's the problems and who in the community is in the forefront at that front line that wants to handle those problems. And you know, there's a lot of organizations, a lot of things going on that really highlighted like what's important during that time. And we included Spirituality Speaks. That's one section. It wasn't my idea, but I'm open to it. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like as a New Yorker, we go through our everyday lives of like business, 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 got to get to the grind, got to get to the hustle. And it's like, okay, but you're a spirit in a vessel. You know what I'm saying? You're much more than just the grind. And you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that section.
I loved it too. I want to discuss that further, but continue. Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite section to read. Nicole Razzle. She is phenomenal. That was the first person who ever did my tarot cards. She used to make jewelry. Right now she's based in Florida, but I love her. She's such an amazing writer. So amazing.
Yeah. And well, thank you, you know, for going into that. And, you know, I noticed the activism and also noticed the spirituality situation, because that is something that, you know, during the course of me doing what I'm doing now and evolving, spirituality has been at the forefront of the situation. Mm. You know, Attitude on 10 is, you know, it's essentially, you know, a spiritual place, a spiritual sponsor, if you will. And it's really helped me continue to grow as a human, but also regulate my soul and regulate my mind and, you know, get rid of bad thoughts and create more positive ones so that I can attract the good that I want to see in my life. And I feel that in society right now, that kind of gets frowned upon a little bit. you know, when you're too spiritual, you're thanking God. Like, it's like, you know,
yeah, but like, I feel like, yeah, it's, I know. Crazy.
Exactly. But I feel like that's important. Like, if we're going to be accepting of things to the left, then conservative things as well, I think, should be appreciated, because those things can help a human being progress and evolve as well. You know, obviously, if you're doing it on a righteous level. So thank you so much for putting that in the magazine.
Yeah, it's important. You're important. At the end of the day, like, spirit also guides you. So it's like, that's your internal compass. How are you going to deny yourself of internal guidance? You know what I'm saying? And then just rely on these external things in front of you. It's like, your cup is always going to be empty.
I agree. And I love the activism too. You know, I like the article. You know, I mentioned this to you before with the small business owners, because they really talk about, you know, it really goes, you know, it's a little detailed. You know, it tells you, like, yo, starting your own business, being an entrepreneur, you know, you have to do these things before you even, you know, get started into the nitty gritty aspect of it. And I really appreciated it, because she really kept it 100, man. You know, being an entrepreneur, it's like you're wearing multiple hats. You're going to be an accountant. You're going to be HR. You know,
assistant, you're going to be the you're going to be everything.
Yeah, you know. So I really appreciated that. It's a very well put together magazine. Now, is the magazine out yet, or is it on its way to being out? Like, did you drop the first issue already?
Yes, the first issue I dropped July 29th of last year.
Okay, cool.
Great.
Because I know you sent me a copy. Is that the next one that's coming
out? That's the old one.
That's the old one.
Right now,
okay.
I'm working on the second one.
Copy.
So I got the writers and we're brainstorming. I'm just like, what do you guys want to see? Like, I'm just like, I still get, you know, I'm head honcho, so I still overlook everything that's being put in. But I'm like, maybe you have something to bring to the table that I didn't think of.
Yeah.
And it's about, they're helping me. So I'm like, how can I help you? How can I give something that you're envisioning that you would like to see a part of it? You know, how can I put you in a room? You, maybe I can't help you with what you want, with your artistic goals, but I know somebody who can, and I can put you in that room. So that's, like, my important part is just, like, right now creating the connection with my writers, brainstorming together, and, like, assigning sections and stories. So I'm excited. I have a lot more people on this team than last year. I'm so excited.
And the artwork looks good. Everything is well, you know, well put together. I appreciated that. Now, you have the Tribe Tunes situation, which Well, you know what? Before we move on to that, I want to talk about your relationship with Eloise Lai, the art director, and Maxwell Brown, head photographer. You still working with them? What's the deal with them? Like, how'd you guys connect? Yeah, what's up with that situation? Because having a team that you can rely on is extremely important in anything you do. You know what I mean?
Yes. Right now, Maxwell is doing full freelance. So his prices are a little up my range, but I told him, I was like, listen, I'm happy to see that you've gone from half freelance and half working for a company. And now you make your own schedule. Like, that's what it's all about. This is what you love to do. And he works really hard. Like, he's always in a club like Deluxe Flux in Lower East Side, or he'll be in the Soho Grand. He's always taking photos. He always has some type of gig. But I met him through my friend Ernie, who I, like, originally first started the magazine with. And I met Eloise. Oh, wow. Okay, this is a long story, but I'll make it short. We ended up going to Sour Mouse, which is, like, a lounge in Lower East Side right off of Delancey. And it's, like, they have performances. They have ping pong, pool tables, you name it. It's a vibe. We went there. And I think one of her friends were celebrating her birthday, and we ended up just, like, our groups were, like, right next to each other playing pool, or, like, we needed more people to play pool with us so we could have a table. And we just started intermingling that night. And then the homegirl was like, oh, like, let's do brunch a week from now. So then me and my bro Ernie were like, okay, we're going to pull up to brunch. So we pulled up to brunch, and then that's when we started talking to Eloise. And she's like, yeah, I'm an art director. Like, I've done stuff for, like, magazines, different, like, formats of, like, just, you know, being creative and da-da-da-da. And then he was like, she's the one. We got it. And I was like, okay. And that's how, so met Eloise at a birthday gathering at a club. And Maxwell I met through Ernie. Because he, like I said, Ernie's a photographer, but he also used to go to a lot of, I don't know, it's like a pull up and, like, pop out. Like, it would just be like a creative director would be like, this is the theme, this is the location, this is the time, pull up. And then they would have different photographers, different models just, like, meet up there, and they would take photos. And I'm like, and one time he invited me and I was, it was like goth and I didn't have nothing goth, but I still showed up anyway. I was like, I'm gonna show support. But it's like they'll have like the whole block flooded, like mobbed out. And it'll just be people just taking photos all over. I'm like, oh, this is a whole movement. This is a whole photography movement I didn't know of.
Yeah, cool. I love New York for that. You know what I'm saying? If you're aware, you find a lot of things out here, bro. It's crazy.
Absolutely.
Now, you know, the trap tune situation, we're going to move on to that. I love the eclecticness of the artists that you throw out there. Because that type of music is, you know, you're getting, like, artists that are using, like, indigenous sounds from, like, Central America and trying to mix it into, like, popular music. So you're not going out there and just, you know, the regular, you know, what's happening in pop. In pop culture right now, right. You're actually digging deep to find unique music and unique musicians. And I appreciate that. Something you do, you're cognizant of, you do that on purpose. And if so, why?
I'm gonna be very honest. I can listen to pop music, I can listen to mainstream, but it's too basic for me. And I was the one who had to go through all the submissions. Like, it was long. Music had the most submissions out of all the artistic realms. It was music that had the most. And I was really looking for something that I didn't want to listen to this, like the same mainstream, like rap music or like hip hop. Like, I'm looking for something different. I'm like, what has substance? What's, you know, like, what are people talking about? Cause I'm a poet. So I'm like, you got to have me at the lyricism. You know what I'm saying? It got to be spicy. It got to be fun. It got to be entertaining. What was this? Because it was like a two-part question you asked me?
Yeah, I just want to know what if you did that on purpose, you know, the type of artist that you selected. Because, you know, like I said, it was unique, it's eclectic. It's not like your typical mainstream situation. And did you do that on purpose? And why did you do that on purpose, if you did it on purpose?
I don't think I intentionally did it on purpose. I think it's just the ear that I have, especially not being, like, so mainstream all the time. I was just like, ooh, like, what makes me really want to groove? You know what I'm saying? And then it was interesting because there was artists that they submitted more than like one track. So I'm like, it's between this one and this one. And I'm like sitting there and I'm like, Mom, listen to this. Is it this one? And she's like, so hypnotized. Like, we're going back and forth singing the songs to each other. We're like, which one's more catchy? Which one's good to promote? So I think it was just based off of like what I like, kind of. Because I was the main person like going through the submissions.
And you were bombarded by them. Wow.
Yeah.
What was that like, man?
It was overwhelming. It was really overwhelming. It was overwhelming, but I was able to kind of like weave out like who, and you know, like there was one person that I think they had a project or whatever. And instead of just uploading their project, they attached a link. And then when I went to the link didn't even work. So it was like, there was a few people that it was like, it was really easy to kind of X them out. Because they didn't provide the proper information or, you know, it would be a SoundCloud link. And I'm like, oh, baby, not a SoundCloud link, not the free. Don't give it to them for the free. Like, what? You got Spotify, you got iTunes, you got Apple. Come on.
Talk about that a little bit more. Could you elaborate why that's important? Why you think that differentiates artists? Like when you know, it's like using Canva Pro against Canva. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, in my opinion, when I see that, I'm like, oh, you're investing in yourself. Like, you dead ass serious.
That's the point. That's
you know
the
what I
point.
Mean? So, okay, could you elaborate on why that's important, you think, man, for any artist out there that's listening right now, the investment that people, because people, I tell people, yo, we're paying attention to this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only us, you know, it's the major corporations as well. Everybody takes a notice of these things, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
I think the biggest thing, like, if your audience is the youth, right? Like, let's say it's 13 to 18, right? That makes sense why you're using SoundCloud. It makes sense why you're using YouTube. It's free, right? Now, if you're an adult who can afford a subscription, who has a job, it would make sense that you have like a Spotify or an Apple's Music. It also shows me you want to get paid for what you're doing. You're not just doing this for free. You know, like, think about it. You can make money off of your music getting played if you registered your music correctly. But I'm like, if you don't have it on those platforms, and I'm going to take it as like, maybe you don't have it registered. Maybe the song's not cleared. Maybe you used a YouTube beat versus actually working with a producer and you didn't pay somebody, right? Because those things are important to get cleared. Because I'm like, you will lose the whole, you lose any money, any dime, any nickel, any penny, the whole contract if the song's not cleared on one song. So to me, it shows me like, one, you've invested in yourself, but two, you see yourself making music off of what you do. It's not just like a, oh, just check it out on SoundCloud, you know? Like, I feel like SoundCloud is more like, I'm going to try. I'm going to see if people like it, or, you know what I'm saying? Or even YouTube, because I'm like, you can upload a video to YouTube and see like if people are like, you know, the feedback off of it. I feel like it's a great starting tool, but at some point, like, you would want to upgrade to, you know, where you're getting paid, where you can get paid off of it. You know what I'm saying? And then also, I think it's great because Spotify and like other streaming platforms allow you to see how many people are listening to your music, how many times is it getting played, or like, are they listening to it? And then after a certain point, are they stop listening to it? Because people do that as well. Also, it shows what other countries, right? Because I'm like, maybe you don't even live in the U.S. Maybe you live somewhere in Europe, but it's getting blasted in New York. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that's important to know for yourself, because that's your personal data. But it's like, if you're only the artist and you're not like trying to take on the other roles to understand how you can better further your own career, then it's like you'll be stuck in the same place.
There you go. Drop the mic. Drop the mic time over here. Now, everyone, the podcast is sponsored by OTW Threads, reminding you to be out of this world. Attitudeon10.com, your place to start getting over your trauma and build resilience. BJS Photography, go get them photos. And if you're a guest, you get blessed. Hey. And Eyes of the Soul by Curtis Holmes. Now, Alexandre, we've reached the point in the podcast where it's time to play Five Words with Angel.
Ooh, okay. I'm forward. Hopefully.
Now, on Five Words with Angel, I'm going to give you a word, phrase, or a question. You're going to give me the first word that comes to your head.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's go. The first one is a question.
Okay.
Your favorite part of Tribe Magazine?
Community.
Love it. Love it. The next one is a word. What do you think about? What do you think about when you think about professionalism? The word is professionalism.
You couldn't get me in trouble. Bullshit.
Okay, well, there you go. There you have it, folks. The third word is small business. When you think about small business, what goes through your head? First word.
First word. Wow. Oh. Well, it's one phrase, but it's two words. Can I still say it?
Of course, yes.
Generational wealth.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Elaborate.
You're taking the power into your own. Listen, you can work for somebody else. Not everybody can be a business owner. Not everybody can be an entrepreneur. Not everybody can be a main character. That's cool. That's fine. You can work for someone else where you hate it, and you're stressed out all the time and you're underpaid, right? Or you could be stressed and maybe still a little underpaid, but at least you're doing something you love. You're doing something that matters to you. You're doing something that's been in your family for what, 25 years, 30 years?
Respecting. Yeah. Where are you from?
You mean like...
what part of New York, and then what ethnic background are you?
I'm Puerto Rican.
All right. Yes. Shout out to the Ricans. All right.
Yes.
All right. Good example of our youth. All right. I'm excited, man. You know?
Yes. And I grew up right out of Hell's Kitchen by Lincoln Center my whole life.
Yeah, you grew up on the West Side.
Yeah.
I
grew up before all of that was gentrified. Let me just say.
Oh, yeah. Because that's a whole nother ballgame right now.
Like,
man.
My building is one of the buildings that covered the Amtrak. Freedom Tunnel.
Yeah.
That's there. None of that stuff was there. Growing up, none of that. It was a junkyard. They would bring the cars.
Yeah, no, it was the junker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some real New York shit. If you know, you know.
If you was there for it, yeah.
That's a fact. All right, cool. The next word on Five Words with Angel is music. First thing that comes to your head.
Music. God.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Now, the next and final word, this is a statement or a phrase, actually, that I'm going to give you. What's your vision for the next 5 years for Tribe?
In one word?
Not in one word. Oh. You could elaborate on this one. Yeah, you could set it off on this one. Go ahead.
For Tribe. Coastal. We're going coastal. We're doing shows. We're doing tours. And just supporting artists on a, like, on a bigger level. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just like, I could be a part of the music industry. I could keep writing books and being, you know, like, but I'm just like, it's really about giving other artists and performers and musicians the opportunity to get better and to get paid for what they love to do. And just becoming bigger. Like, just, like I said, coastal, international, on a whole another level, traveling, getting property. I would love to have some property for Tribe. And, like, each floor is dedicated to something else. First floor is, like, gallery. Second floor is, like, music studios. Third floor is, like, podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like, all types of stuff to, like I said, to provide spaces and platforms for creatives.
That's what's up. I enjoyed it. Well, everyone, that was Five Words with Angel. Now, please, let us know where we can find you, Alexanne. Where can we, people get in and, you know, tap into Tribe and everything?
Yes. So, Alexanne Agency, AlexanneAgency, Alexanne Agency on Instagram. It's a purple, it's a purple logo. It's like two A's stacked on top of each other. And my personal Instagram, which is probably like the faster way to get in contact with me, is _VLEXVNDRIV. And that also has the same purple logo with the two A's stacked on top of each other.
A final message to the dreamers out there. Words of encouragement.
To the dreamers.
That's your camera right there. Go for it.
This is deep because I'm really thinking about this. I'm like, dreamers, dreamers. Anything is possible. Don't just dream about it. Don't just talk about it. Don't say, oh, I'm going to work on it. Just do it. Get up, do it. Even if you didn't go to school for it, even if you don't know how you're going to get there, it's okay. Because at least if you share it with God, God is going to provide the way. If there's a will, there's a way. You can do it. Don't stand in your own way.
Everyone, that was Alexanne pulling up from Hell's Kitchen. You already know what it is, baby. Boricua in the building.
Yeah.
Everyone, don't forget to tap on that subscribe button. Follow
tap
us
in
on all podcast platforms. Shout out to our sponsors, OTW Threads, AttitudeOn10.com, BJS Photography, and Eyes of the Soul by Curtis Holmes. We got the Start a Dope podcast in just one day. Training videos in the links below. And also the equipment that you should purchase to get your voice out there if you're going to start a podcast. So take advantage of that. Everything Angel of Words related, you can find that www.aowent.com. And to tap in on the socials is at Angel of Words ENT. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. Te quiero, Puerto Rico. Santa Isabel.